Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy, Angelo.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Episode 35 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. What's up, everybody? Tonight's a special night. It's the birthday of the Memphis legend himself, Al Capone. He's going to be here between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. But in the meantime, we're going to be playing nothing but Al Capone music tonight. This cat, you know, he really is part of the foundation of the Memphis rap music scene. You got to give this man his props. He really put a lot of dudes on. He also, did a lot for the city. He definitely is one of the pioneers. You can't mention Memphis rap without even thinking about Al Capone. You know what I'm saying? His shit goes back, all the way to the early 90s, 20-something years. You know what I'm saying? Plus, this cat, he actually he won American Music Award for the movie Hustle and Flow. So he definitely has made his mark in the industry, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I think he's also the Memphis president of the Grammys or some shit like that. We'll find out more information. But after doing all that, the man is still humble. He's down to earth, and he's still underground and gutter as fuck. After he did Hustle and Flow, you think labels would be lining up around the block to sign this man. But you know how the entertainment industry works, especially the music industry. It's all run by crooked ass fucks that want to monopolize and control some bullshit. That's what they got going on right now, is a bunch of bullshit. You know, you need motherfuckers like Al Capone to be in the forefront of the game. And that's why, you know, here at the Murder Master Music Show, we pay homage to these legends and these pioneers, because these other motherfuckers won't. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, stick around for Al Capone. He's going to be here after a bit. Enjoy some of this music. And middle fingers up to anybody that's got a problem with what we're doing. This is UGS Radio. Check out the website, ugsforlife.com. And also, if you haven't, come out your fucking pockets for $2.25. Download the new magazine, UndergroundSocietyMagazine.com. Download that fucking bitch. You also get a free album by Swoop, I'm a Murderer, 13 banging fucking tracks for free with your purchase of the magazine. And, you know, true, it's online. A lot of people are like, oh, we want the physical, we want the paper. Well, it's too goddamn expensive to cut down trees. Realistically, you know, even your big major fucking magazines and newspapers across the country are having a hard time printing. So, you know what I'm saying, wish in one hand and shit in the other, and tell me what the fuck fills up faster. For now, you got to download that bitch online and just fucking do it. You know, if you can't get to a computer, go to the fucking library, get you a goddamn library card, you know, get on that bitch for 30 minutes. Look at that motherfucker. Every time you want to look at the magazine, see what it is. When you go to the site, you get a 6-page preview. You know what I'm saying? We'll show you a little bit of the magazine. When you buy it, your email that you use to buy it will also be your password and your login in the future. That way you can look at it whenever the fuck you want for life. That motherfucker's going to, as long as the magazine's up on the site, you got access to that particular issue. So check it out. Support the movement. Support the cause. I'm not seeing enough of you motherfuckers buying this magazine. I'm not seeing enough of you motherfuckers who claim UGS or claim to support the movement. Get down and buy this shit. You know what I'm saying? And the ones that have, we appreciate you. We got your emails archived. You will automatically be enrolled in our newsletters. And each time a fucking issue drops, you will get an email telling you, you know what I'm saying, about the issue, and you can cop it right there. You know what I'm saying? So we know who the fuck's buying it, people, and we know who the fuck's not buying it. So the ones that ain't buying it, you know what I'm saying, I suggest you could come out your pocket. Some measly 2 1/4. You know, if not, you know, kick rocks. Don't expect no support on this side. And eat a dick. But to the rest of y'all, thank you for the support. Much love. Appreciation. Let's get on to this this music right here, man. I got a whole fucking slew of songs. Al sent me a bunch, and I had some already. But we're going to just start playing these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
You ask the question, why do or die? So I just
Music show, the birthday, legendary Memphis, you know what I'm saying, legend himself, Al Capone. Listen to some of his music. He'll be on here shortly, so stay tuned. Got another show coming up this Thursday, actually. We got legendary Busy Bone, you know what I'm saying? He's going to come on the show and flip out and do some crazy shit, hopefully. Hopefully it won't be as crazy as Lazy was, but man, it's crazy, Busy Wizzy. What the fuck? I don't even know, man. So many motherfuckers. But one of them's going to be on this Thursday, along with the homie Trey Wood from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely be doing some managing for that cat. That's one of the OGs, not just in rap, but in the fucking streets. You know what I'm saying? This guy will chase you down and maybe put something out on your head or something, like a cigarette or something. So be looking out for Trey Wood coming on this Thursday and Busy Bone. That'll be episode 36. We're on our way to 50. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal. We want to at least make it to 50. If, shit don't really kick off by then, I might just say, fuck it. You never know. You know what I'm saying? We did about 50 shows last time. We was over at Indie Hits, or Indie Bitch, as we say. And, worldwideconnected.com back in the day. But, we're doing what we can, man. We're putting in the work that we're supposed to be putting in. Now it's time for you to be putting in that work, too. You need to fucking get behind us. Help us do what we got to do. If not, kick rocks. Go follow some other fucking movement that ain't doing shit. That doesn't mean anything, that doesn't have any fucking importance or any value. Because what we stand for is what you don't stand for. Most of you motherfuckers stand for yourselves, and that's why you're going to fall by yourselves. At least with us, at the end of the day, we're always going to have people on the unit, on the team pushing us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homies, Mac Mizzle. You know what I'm saying? Brother Six, Velvet Rose, KFYB, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. Man, they'd be getting it in. Last Saturday, just a couple days ago, they had fucking LARPers. They had a live fucking LARPer on the show. For those of you who don't know what a LARPer is, those are these motherfuckers that go around and they play in the woods with fucking swords, and they pretend to joust each other on fucking cardboard horses and all kinds of crazy shit. And then Sundays, we got the church reality. Last Sunday, we did the fucking Amish show, which was crazy. We had an ex-member of the Amish community telling us all kinds of crazy shit. So, you know, between the three shows, UGS Radio, you can't lose. You got rap music right here in the Murder Master Music Show. You got all kinds of crazy shit with KFYB, and then you got some religion and some weird shit with Church Reality. So really can't fucking lose. But, here's a little taste of what's going on, you know what I'm saying, over there at KFYB. every fucking Saturday. Check this shit out.
The fuck have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man? Around 7 p.m. Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why'd you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that, 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 walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that trick! Walk that, 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 I wrote the song for the movie, but it's not a game, not a game. The remix was set the record straight. This dedicated to you tricks who underestimate. You got the bastard toys, we got the bastard toys. You wanna get them up, you ain't said nothing, boy. I don't start shit, but I'll finish it. Whether I win or lose, I'ma finish it. It's do or die, life or death, you or me,
you or me.
You can talk your ass off, make a movie scene. The other side,
the other side,
Jekyll and Hyde,
Jekyll and Hyde.
It's work time. If you see water in my eyes, don't get it twisted, pump your nuts. Think I'm hitching up. The anger on my shoulder lost. I don't give a fuck. Born and raised in Tennessee, Memphis, sucker. You catch me slipping, what's it won't happen again, sucker.
Walk that trick, walk that trick, walk that trick, walk that trick, walk that.
That's when you cross the line, that's when it gets deep, I ain't
bombing, body to home. I'm gonna knock your socks off.
Walk that drink, walk that drink, walk that drink, walk that drink, walk that drink.
Yeah, the bitch is getting dope, that's a frozen name. I wrote this song for the boozy, but it's not a game.
Walk that drink, 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 walk that drink.
Put that one on for, you know what I'm saying, my brother Devil Six, because I know he's whooping tricks out there. He's smashing their fucking heads in the corner and, you know, giving them the business. But no, basically, you know what I'm saying, Al Capone, man, he's going to be here between 9:30 and 10. So just stick around, hold tight. He's definitely coming through. Today's his birthday, so, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know, out there celebrating with the family and whatnot. So he's going to come through here, and we're going to get an in-depth interview, so don't go nowhere. Also, make sure, you know what I'm saying, when you call in, you know what I'm saying, 714-409-0548, hit number one so I can see you. If you don't hit number one, I probably don't know you're there, so hit that motherfucking number one. And we're going to get off into some more music here in a little bit. But first, I'm going to bring on my brother, Six, man. I want him to talk about KFYB a little bit. You there, brother?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Man, what do you guys got planned for Saturday? You got anything you can tell us? Because I know the other day, it was just fucking insane.
All plans are always fucking changing, but we might want to bring that dude on again, man. Lost the cow, man. Good looking out coming out. You might want to bring him on. We got plans for the dude. We're going to shepherd his little career, and we're going to turn that man to a fucking animal.
You're going to basically create a fucking monster out of this guy.
We're going to restructure him. We're going to redo him. We're going to get advice from all three of us. We're going to give him everything from picking him to dicking him. You know, what to do, how to do, when to do. We're going to give him field instructions.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Well, we got to work the way, but honestly, man, week by week, what we do is we fuck around, man. Folks come in, you want to call in if you want, and we just talk shit, movies, fucking dumb goddamn music, retarded people. You know, we basically make fun of everything, man, and this ain't the place to go if you're going to be offended, because I do laugh at retards, and I'm talking about big, wide-tongued, waterhead, fucking mongoloid idiots, the kind that are kept in the home, or you know, the kind that usually smell like feces and disappointment, and the fecal matter is filled with crayons and jelly beans, a bunch of fucking idiots. I do enjoy laughing at those, so if you're offended by any of the shit I laugh at, go fuck yourself, get a rope. Hang yourself, drink a thing of bleach. You know,
it's definitely not for the weak of heart. You gotta come on that show. You gotta have some balls. You can't let little things bother you. Yeah, I feel you on that,
mm-hmm.
man.
No,
definitely.
For sure.
Well, let's talk about the magazine a little bit, man.
Mm-hmm.
We both busted our ass putting this magazine together. We had help, of course, from a lot of people too. But what can you say about the magazine for the cats that haven't checked it out yet? What are your thoughts?
Oh, man, if you haven't checked it out and you always complain about missing back in the day and all this shit, you don't have a magazine that represents you in the underground, the music, and everything else, like the fucking conspiracy theories, health issues, anything that you're looking for and you complain about not having it, we're bringing all that shit to you in one motherfucking umbrella at the cheap price of $225-ish for 12 subscription, man. You can't beat that. And all the work we put into this, it's been sleepless nights, fucking ups and downs, the usual. A lot of care went into this magazine, man. This is us giving to you. So you can at least show your appreciation, man. Give us like $2.25.
Yeah, you can't beat that price, man.
Fucking amazing articles, interviews. There's no magazine like it, man. It is something else of its own. You can't even classify it under a genre of magazines. Murder Dog, whatever the fuck that is, it, that's what it is. You can't classify our shit. It's something completely different.
Yeah, completely. Even the Murder Dog of old, you know what I'm saying, was strictly rap. We're not strictly rap. We touch on some shit that's way out there. You know what I'm saying? So you might get something in there that's about the fucking paranormal. You might get something in there that's about porn. There's no limit with our shit.
Anything. And speaking of the content, we have amazing shit, like 3-page articles, like by Adam Fick, The Conspiracy Corner, Hell of a Fucking Read, Health Scare with J.C. Barber. But that right there, it's health and conspiracy in a supposed rap magazine. Who the fuck else does that? So come fuck with us and get content that you're missing from everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Go to undergroundsocietymagazine.com and buy that bitch. 2 1/4. Like we said, you get the fucking free album download, Swoop, I'm a Murderer. 13 tracks for nothing. Free. All original free songs. Music. This ain't mixtape tracks. You know, all original music, man. The brother just gave it to you for nothing. All you got to do is purchase the fucking magazine to get it. So basically,
so
you're paying
them. It's basically like $2 1/4 for a fucking album? The fuck
yeah.
on. That's a value.
Yeah. And you get the magazine. I mean, fuck, you can't go wrong, you know. And the reviews, man. Let me tell you something about the reviews, people. There's no other fucking reviews like it anywhere. If your shit's garbage and it's whack and you send it to us, you will get annihilated. You will get fucking desecrated, and you probably will not want to rap again. Either one or two things are going to happen. Either you're gonna throw the mic down and fuck it, or you're gonna come back twice as hard next time.
Or you can take a mic cord and hang yourself with it.
Yeah, that's a possibility. No mercy, you know what I'm saying? And if it's a good album, you're going to get praise. I mean, that's what this shit is about. You know what I'm saying?
Honest. There is no fucking bullshit. We're not being paid off to make any review look good. We're not one of them magazines. If you come at it and you're one of our people, whatever the fuck, however you associate, and your album has some garbage on it, you're going to get told there's some garbage on it. That's just the way it is. This is 100% honest, so you'll get good reviews based on good music. Whack music gets whack reviews. Simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you got to make sure to check that shit out. You know, and also check out KFYB Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central. UGSforLife.com/UGS Radio. Man, we got so many fucking links and different sites.
Fucking
it's hard to even say that shit without fucking up.
Projects. Remember, just go to UGSforLife.com. Everything is there. But the magazine, please buy a fucking copy. And everybody who did buy it, as Prince said earlier in the show, man, thanks to everybody who bought this shit. Your names are on the fucking list. Everybody else, man, what you waiting for? 2 1/4, we debut on Halloween. Everybody can afford that. I bought an issue and a subscription. I'm a fucking co-owner, man. Come the fuck on. Come out your pocket. Show some support. Because if you want to see us do any more like this, you like the radio, you like the fucking magazine, you like the compilation, the website, we can't do it all without any money supporting us. We can't do this shit for free. We're not a fucking charity. So come on, support us, and we'll give you a product that's worth your money and then some. With the magazine, way worth more than fucking 2 1/4.
Yeah, what the Brother Six just said, we can't, you know what I'm saying, do this shit for free. And like you said earlier, this is the avenue, this is the alternative to that bullshit that you got out there. And if you want to see it grow, you got to support it. If not, then, you know, you're just going to have to be stuck with XXL and all hip-hop and all those other lame sites that I know most of you go to anyways. You be talking about, oh, man, fuck the industry and fuck this, fuck that. But, man, you motherfuckers are on them sites all the time.
Here's the thing, too. If they think Murder Dog is still underground, you see a lot of cats saying, oh, I want a Murder Dog, too, and Murder Dog is. We're not Murder Dog. Murder Dog is dead. The shit out now is a shell of what it used to be. That's something else completely. It's owned by Strange and fucking psycho whack shit. That's who owns Murder Dog now. And we're not them. We have nothing to do with those motherfuckers outside of Prez pretty much owning that magazine through the articles alone. That's the only relation we have. We're a totally different fucking entity, and we give you something else that's way more fucking original than that fucking dead magazine is doing over there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. These other magazines that are out there, or these sites that are supposedly for the underground, man, all they're doing is doing stories about 2 Chainz and all these rappers. I don't even know half these fuckers' names. It's like, come on, that ain't underground. That ain't underground
at
all.
It ain't music. It ain't hip-hop. It's a bunch of fucking whiny bullshit entitled goddamn music, and that's what's on the fucking mainstream. So any of you people who complain about music and, oh, we don't have our lane, we're never going to have one, this is your lane, and if you don't fucking help us out and bring that lane to you, it's going to disappear, and you guys are left with your fucking thumbs up your asses. That's what's going to happen.
That's real shit. And another thing, too, I want to speak on is these rappers, these underground rappers that are endorsing this bullshit that's going on in the rap game right now, or that are trying to sound like these young guys that's in the rap game right now. It's like, how could you do that? How could you sell out what you built up all these years? It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't fucking get it.
Turn a quick buck. And then, like you said, rappers, back in the day, used to be about some, apparently. Like, look at Ice-T. What happened to him, man? We had him on it's still an issue to me. We had him on a compilation, man. And then, you know what the fuck, he's signing off on fucking Frankie Ocean sucking cock and shoving awards up his ass on stage.
Snoop Dogg, you know, all these guys are, pretty much, you know, so it's...
And then, you know, the fucking music back then would not accept that type of behavior. Any of the fucking... Just the aura of the music back then, it was fucking pro-manhood. It wasn't about this fucking, let's accept that type of shit. Nah, that shit was frowned upon. So, I mean, what the fuck just happened? It's been a complete 180 flip, and anybody blind to see it, and, it's just an evolution of the game. It's not an evolution when it's been turned and reversed and flipped when it used to be. It's a fucking flip-flop reversal. That's all it is, not an evolution. There's nothing fucking... drastically improved. It just became the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real shit, man. It did. It didn't just come back as something new. It's what people like Tupac stood against. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it's become. It's almost like the government, man. You get rid of JFK, and then look what happens. And Bush goes in the CIA, and he reruns that motherfucker. You know, you get rid of Pac, and look what happens. Then you got fruity motherfuckers like P. Diddy running around, and Jay-Z. And, you know, it's fucking disgusting.
Rap is a millionaire's game, and that's a goddamn shame. For something born out of struggle, meant to represent the fucking people, for it to be just a fucking millionaire's game now, and just a place for rich motherfuckers to talk about how much they got. Why the fuck would you want to put on your headphones and hear a bunch of rich, showy motherfuckers brag about their shit in your face when you're riding a bus or walking down the street or something, when you don't got half of that?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that mentality motherfuckers are having to enjoy that type of music. When you broke as a motherfucker eating Top Ramen and you put on your headphones and you knocking this motherfucker basically in your fucking face bragging. And then back in the day, what bragging used to get your ass kicked. Now I guess it's just go ahead and shine your jewels in my face. Get your dumb goddamn lip gloss and pop it right in my face, and I can't do shit but fucking nod my head. That's the attitude of these sheep ass people, man. So you want an outlet other than that, and those people, you come to us. That's a separate entity. We're not a bunch of fucking mainstream dick suckers like everybody else. It's an awful game, and we're like pretty much the only light in the tunnel, or one of the few actually trying to do something positive, and no one's recognizing it. It's fucking despicable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely real shit, man. Well, I appreciate you as always coming on the show, Six. I'm going to get off into some music. Al should be here about 20 minutes. He said he's going to be here around 10 o'clock, so we'll check it out.
Saturday.
Yeah, definitely Saturday, 9 p.m. And Thursday, man, we got Busy Bone coming on. So
sure. It should be a classic. If anything was a foreshadowing of what we're going to have with Busy, it's going to be the shit. Looking forward to that. Hey, we got to have Swoop come in and see if that dumb motherfucker Jack wants to make a comment.
Yeah, because I think Busy is, you know what I'm saying, Busy is like Lazy without the liquor, you know what I'm saying? So he's already going to be on some crazy shit, so we look forward to that.
I see his interviews. He has some very interesting interviews. It's going to be a hell of a sight to witness in person. Good shit.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thanks again, brother.
Yep.
That's the homie Six right there, you know what I'm saying? One of the co-hosts of Fuck You Bitch Radio, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central. Check that shit out, ugsforlife.com/UGS Radio. And we're also going to be bringing back the FTI, Fuck the Illuminati Underground podcast. We're going to start streaming. They're actually playing all the old classic ones we did right here in Blog Talk, archive them. Have them on iTunes, whatever the fuck, and then we're going to slowly start bringing back new episodes. Now, that's the show where there is no fucking limits. It's, you know, it's mainly conspiracy stuff, but we're definitely going to touch off into other things. It's going to be crazier than it was before. So be looking out for the Fuck the Illuminati Underground podcast. And, you know what I'm saying, while we're waiting on now, I'm going to get off into some more music. So just stick around right here at Murder Master Music Show.
I hit the club, riding, me and my thugs riding.
Yeah. Acapone, Acapeezy in the building, oh boy.
I hit the club, riding, me and my thugs riding.
Yeah, my dog drummer boy on the track, man, don't get it twisted, yeah.
I hit the club, riding, me and my thugs riding.
Y'all know what to do, hit the motherfucking flow, man.
I hit the club, riding, me and my thugs riding.
Oh, let's go.
I hit the club, riding, me and my thugs riding.
Apple, easy, apple, grand, damn it, low, like I'm a bone, something stout. If you see some gang, me, I'm at the bar, posted up, drinking num num. Look, cat and fat, man, got the club super crumb. Then I train the shun gun, I have stacking major fun. Big, tiny J, fizzle with my nizzle, look one. When we hit the club, you know we shining like a strong rim. Keep an extra clip from the tone, if it's looking grim.
I keep the club wide.
Love ain't shown back. That's the way it is. Like Run DMC, I guess it's like.
game, I'ma keep it simple and plain. I just can't go out like a hoe, I'ma let my nuts hang. Fuck the fame, I want the petty, nothing more, nothing less. From the south to the north, to the east, to the west.
Out of remember me, I'm cocking a hammer back. If a fool violates, set him straight. Fuck a traitor, call me Darth Vader, because I'm shooting first and asking questions later. Player, haters, busters, captain, save a hoe ass niggas. Best to get the fuck on before I get my buck on. Cause real niggas ain't taking no shit from none of you tricks, bitch. And where you going, you can suck on Bruce and Elvis' dick. Capital punishment, fool, I ain't thinking twice. Because them same motherfuckers just might try to take my life. So it's kill or be killed, keep that fucking seal. And if a fool trips, shoot that hoe at wheel. And don't stop until he get enough of hot lead burning and ripping through his bloody guts. It don't matter if you're black or white, bitch. If you fuck with me, it's on. And death is the penalty.
One of the many niggas that don't really give a fuck. That nigga that came to give it up, just step, you're left without a buck. I tried, and I tried to be the kid that my mama raised, but somewhere down the line, a ghetto child got led astray. Left in the family, two dead cousins with living brothers in the penitentiary, cause they done sent a motherfucker on his way to me. Mr. Death, Satan himself, I know he waiting for the day I breathe my motherfucking last breath. Struggling, trying to get my feet up off the ground, hustling, cause shit ain't coming easy in this fucking town. And niggas try to jack, so I ain't scared to pull it. And every day, 187 niggas bite the bullet. So what? Ain't no stress, nothing but weed on my fucking mind. And niggas feel like gotta show they nuts and pick the wrong time. No remorse for the motherfucking enemy, no friend to me. That's why I stick them with the death penalty.
Taylor family, last name's changed, man, you still might be some kid to me. If it's a- as you ain't shading. Holla at my brother, Mr. Cut, so he can fade, man. Much love to being help. East Memphis, Wiley Woods, M Town Bound. Oh boy, I'ma rep it good. From OMB to the west and to the east, Al Capone and Mr. Skeeter tooted up and smoking trees. I've been known to bow Lamar in the truck or in the car. Let's go do a show up at Club Memphis on Pendleton and Park. Then ride through North Memphis. I know some freaking ladies. Once they in South Memphis, she got a blue Mercedes. My dog in Westwood, he say he got that hate. I'm out in East Memphis, trying to hit that interstate. We rolling hard, got them speakers bumping from the trunk. Make a left on Park, hit the mound, score a bag of funk. I'm all over this city, best believe I'm paper chasing. North Memphis, South Memphis, Westwood, East Haven. No vacation, it's about that paper pimping for a player. Damn these haters, I hit the pedal, push on the gator. Mr. Ski on a mission, every hood I'm fishing. Better recognize from hood to hood, still pimping.
I'm from these Memphis streets. I just been sitting back, laying low. Became a fan again. Now I can't let it go. My ears to the streets. The South is still winning. I helped and watched it grow. Been here since the beginning. Now watch your mouth, ho. Stop speaking blasphemy. Got killers in the cut, begging to blasphemy. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I don't promote the drama. Just like the Bible said, you won't even see me coming. Godfather status, aka Al Capone, Memphis, Instagram, all of me. Every time I drop, I'ma come with it. You can hate on me, but you gotta deal with it. Yeah, I'm versatile, but I'm still greedy. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city. This only the beginning. Call it the resurrection. The second, third coming. But only with your blessings. I just been bullshitting. You know I keep that good, and I'm gonna give it to you the way I know I should. Pure and uncut, that gutter gutter, feel the euphoria. This is like no other. I'm talking about that D.O.P. popping through your speakers. The West call it that chronic, the East say it's that ether. I say it's for the soul, now feel my energy. And when I'm dead and gone, this is my legacy. Blame it on my city. Real conversation, I'm filtered, but intimate, not speaking about relation. And this is for the love, right now I feel the love. They try to watch my image, but I don't give a fuck. Godfather, bitch, call me Yaka P. Al Capone, Memphis, check your Twitter, follow me. Every time I drop, I'ma come with it. You can hate on me, but you gotta deal with it. Yeah, I'm versatile, but I'm still greedy. No one to blame it on. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on. Blame it on my city.
Yeah, we're back here at the Murder Master Music Show. Those of you who've been patiently waiting for the legendary Al Capone, he'll be here shortly. I just got off the phone with him, so he's going to be calling in a little bit. It is the man's birthday, so we definitely appreciate him taking time to call in right here in the Murder Master Music Show. So stick around. He's going to be calling in any minute now, and we're definitely gonna play a few more of his tracks, but. Till then, stick around, man. Pass this fucking link around. Call in 714-409-0548. You got any questions for Al Capone, that's the number you call, but you got to press number 1 so I can see you on the switchboard. So just stick around. You know, Al'll be here any fucking minute. And we're going to get off into one more song. I think he should be there by then. So don't go nowhere. This is the Murder Master Music Show.
Capone, Al Capone, hold up.
Yeah, turn my levels up, man. Going in.
It's Al Capone, Al Capone. Every time I drop, I'ma come with it. You can hate on me, but you gotta deal with it. Yeah, I'm versatile, but I'm still greedy. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. Blame it on my city. No one to blame it on, fuck it. Blame it on my city.
I know what you want. This is for your greed. Oh yeah, you got it bad. I'm gonna supply your needs. I just been holding back. Now get down on your knees. See, this ain't even hard. I do this in my sleeve. The state I represent, city down in Tennessee. Shout out to Cashville. I'm from these Memphis streets. I just been sitting back.
I think we played that song twice already, man. We played so many fucking Al Capone songs. We went through this man's discography tonight, but man, without further ado, this is the birthday guy himself, man. Happy birthday to one and only Al Capone, aka Al Capizzi. Man, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
Man, everything good, man. Everything good.
Man, well, happy birthday to you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Man, it's been a good day for me. So, why not end it on even better?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely, man. We've been going back in the archives, all the way back to Lyrical Drive-By, up to some of your more recent stuff. Man, you got longevity like a motherfucker, Al. What has kept you in this game so long, man?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. Just being a fan of, just a straight fan of hip hop. Be totally honest, because there's always times when throughout the years where you hit certain times where you just kind of don't feel it. You know what I'm saying? You kind of don't feel like you. I don't know. I just can't explain it, but you just feel like you don't want to do it or you don't feel it or whatever. But then you just become a fan of the music and become fan of the artists out there and shit. Well, you know it, you like, damn, man, shit, I feel this shit. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no dropping more shit.
Yeah, and you've been consistent throughout the years. I mean, you go back in the Memphis scene. Exactly how far you go back, Al?
Man, I came in with Lyrical Drive-By in 91. That's when 91. I came in the game.
So that's right when Gangster Pac came in with Number One Suspect.
Yeah, exactly. It was after Pac came with Number One Suspect because Gangster Pac, I think I can speak on everybody's behalf at that time that he kind of inspired a lot of us to really make us realize, man, you can actually put out a record in Memphis and, you know what I'm saying, become, I mean, it was people before him, but he was like, he took it to a level where you really felt like, damn, you could do this shit, you know what I'm saying? And so yeah, after Pat came out, man, it was like, hell yeah, man, we could do this shit. Pat, Pretty Tony, like, man, let's do this shit, man. This shit is really possible.
And you guys really, did you think it would really blow up the way it did? Because Memphis is a mecca for music anyway.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Still didn't realize that it could, go to the level it went to. You know, we just knew locally, you could really get a name. But we never, at least I didn't know that it could go on to be nationwide and in some ways worldwide because, we all have fans, from people in other countries as well. So it never knew it, never thought it, never, we just wanted to be hot in the city.
Yeah, yeah. And of course we know the hustle and flow. For the cats that don't know, how exactly did you get hooked up with the movie Hustle and Flow? Because literally this shit happened like within a matter of days, didn't it?
Yeah, man. Well, actually, I knew Craig Brewer, the guy that wrote and directed the movie. I knew him, at least a couple of years prior to the, when John Singleton got hold to it. So, and I actually knew about the movie then. But we, it was still independent, and only thing I did was kind of kept in touch with certain people and he was one of the people that I kept in touch with, and I just happened to call him one day, and he was like, man, I'm working with John Singleton, he's about to produce the Hustle and Flow movie, and he'll be in town tomorrow, I'm gonna see if he'll get with you and. You know what I'm saying? Then check out for work some of your music, man. We still looking for the theme song. And at the time, he said that John Singleton pretty much had his mind made up that he was just only gonna work with 3-6 Mafia because he had worked with them in the past on the movie Baby Boy. They did a song for him then, so he pretty much was kind of like he's just gonna exclusively work with 3-6 Mafia. But Craig was like, man, just check this dude out, Al Capone. Let's, when you come in town, just, see what he got. Man, I took this fucking opportunity and ran with it. You hear me?
Yeah.
I got on top of the business ASAP, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew, shit, I only had a day to get this shit together. So, man, it was super hard, but I did my research. I kind of got hold to the script, went through it a little bit. Craig gave me Terrence Howell's number to talk to him a little bit about the movie. So by the time I did all my little research, then it was just all on me just to, you know what I'm saying, put the shit together. And shit, I made it happen, man. And shit, the next day, John Singleton and Craig came to the studio, heard the shit. They heard the It Ain't Over For Me theme song. Mm-hmm. Man, they heard that shit, and they was like, hell yeah, this is it. No, we fucking with you. Then they was like, man, shit, they wanted to hear just some of my solo shit, see what I get cracking. So I started playing some of that shit before I know it. Shit, they hear Whoop That Trick and Get Funk, Get Buck, and we're like, man, we need to fuck with those too. And shit, do you mind rewriting Whoop That Trick where to fit more of the character and shit? I was like, yeah, fucking yeah. Like, god damn, this shit was crazy. It went from one song to three songs just like in a matter of minutes. So,
and they have Singleton be impressed like that. That had to have been amazing too.
Man, that was fucking crazy. I still remember the images right now, seeing John Singleton smile. You know, that look, he just cracked a smile, and I was like, hell yeah, I get it. He hadn't even said I had it yet. But he gave, you know what I'm saying? He smiled. I was like, yeah, he fucking with this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I still remember that shit. That man started kind of trying to gangster walk in every goddamn thing, tripped me the fuck out.
Man, and then obviously after that, you got the American Music Award, right?
Actually, it was the Critics' Choice Award. It's an award that you get just before the Oscar. It's damn near like a shoe-in to get nominated for an Oscar, because all the people that I was up against for that Critics' Choice Award, it was like the exact same people that got nominated for Oscars. But I beat everybody in the Critics' Choice Award. But, you know, beyond with just some shit had happened. And some other level of the game shit, man, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of missed out on the Oscar situation. But all the motherfuckers that was nominated with me in the Critics' Choice Award that I beat was fucking nominated for the Oscar. So you figure that out. How could the losers... the previous award get nominated, and the person that beat them don't get nominated. So that's a whole nother animal, a whole nother story. You know, fair. It is what it is. You know, it is life.
It's that Illuminati shit, brother. It's that motherfucking Illuminati.
Well, the fuck it is, man, motherfuckers.
Yeah. But hey, man, I tell you what, man. A lot of those people, you got to think about this though. Your achievement was just amazing, because a lot of those people that were up against you, they were all on major labels. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You were independent, and look what you did.
Straight independent. That's another thing. You know, I took it in perspective. You know, like you said, I was independent. I wasn't with a major. I'm by my damn self. You know what I'm saying? And going up against people like Dolly Parton. Actually, no, she was nominated for the Oscar as well. So just imagine me sitting in the audience at the Critics' Choice Award with basically the exact same people in the audience that's at the Oscars, from John Singleton to Angela Bassett. I'm talking about all the same fucking people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the motherfucker just knowing that me and my cousin from South Central, just knowing, like, man, I ain't no way in the fuck we going to be no goddamn Dolly Parton, so shit, it's just cool to be here. You know what I'm saying? And then they announced that we won. Like, oh shit, this is real.
I remember Terrence calling you up on stage and everything, man. It was like, that shit was crazy, amazing.
Shit was crazy, man. And I was like you said, I was straight, straight independent artist. I didn't have no manager or shit, just me. You know what I'm saying? The way I've been doing it for years, just, you know what I'm saying, create my own music and put my own shit out, and you know what I'm saying? Working the finances where I can, you know, make some money and then put some money back into the next project. That's just how I had been doing it for years, and I've been doing it by my damn self.
And I'll tell you what, man, you know, your moments of success were victories for the underground, because I remember you calling me, man, and you're like, man, I'm going to be on MTV in a few minutes. And I was like, mm-hmm. What? I was like, because I didn't even know what the fuck was going on at the time. And I turn on MTV, I see Al Capone. I was like, God damn, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I was, this is the cat that I wrote Murder Dog with. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know, I was like, that's a victory for the underground, man. And man, I really hope we get more of these victories because
yeah.
Right now the underground's hurting bad, you know.
Yeah, I already know it.
And we made history last year, man. We dropped the biggest compilation in rap music history. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
69
sir.
Tracks, 20 countries, never been done before, man. Totally got slept on. Totally got slept
yeah.
up, but I truly want to thank you because, you know, a lot of people like JT Money stepped up to the bat, but you really stepped up to the bat, man. You let my guy come in and shoot you. Shout out to Steve Swain. You let him come in and shoot you for
yes,
the
sir.
Video. You really, really got behind our movement. Man, brother, I can't thank you enough, man, for real.
Oh, it's all love. It's all love, man. You know, shit, like you just said, we go back to Murder Dog, so, you know, when you reached out to me, shit, you know, then I'm independent, so I could do the fuck I want to do. So I wanted to do it, and you know, it was nothing to make it happen. So, man, shit, man, I'm, you know, you always got my support, so it's all love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely, man. And, you know, we always going to be repping you over here. We got this outlet where we pay homage to legends and pioneers, and you're definitely one of them, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, we got a caller, man, from 651. I'm going to bring him on, man. It's 651. We got a... you know what I'm saying? Birthday boy himself, Al Capone on the line. What's up, 651?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes,
hey, it's Skinny Man, man.
Oh, man, Al,
what's my brother.
This is my brother,
hey,
Skinny Man. This cat is one hell of a producer, man.
Dig, what's up, man?
What's
happening with you, man?
Hey, man, I just want to pay homage to you, man, and salute you, man, to everything you've done in the history of Memphis rap, man.
I appreciate it, man.
You, Mr. Ski, and Gangsta Pat are the three that inspired me to do what I do, and which leads to my question, man. Man, Prez is playing all the classics, man. It just took me back to the days I used to go back and forth from Minnesota to Memphis, man. And, man, you got some classics, boy. The only
yes,
one
sir.
You didn't play was Rat-a-tat-a-tat, man. that was my shit back then. But, I just wanted to ask you, are you planning on doing any more work with Mr. Ski or Taylor Boys or anything like that, man? Because,
yeah,
man, that shit,
definitely.
I still up all that shit to this day. That Showdown album, classic.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
that
going
is
all out,
record,
classic. Man, going all out, that's probably one of my favorite five albums of all time.
Appreciate it. But, y'all, to answer your question, man, most definitely, man, Actually, I'm in the studio working on music now, and I'm kind of, figuring out which songs I want to get certain people on. So I'm definitely going to be reaching out to Ski. I had Taylor Boys in the studio with me maybe a week or so ago, and let them hear some stuff. So we're going to get together on some records. So yeah, definitely. I mean, and not only them, it's going to be quite a few other people I'm going to be reaching out to. Gangsta Pat, I definitely want to do something with him, man.
Right,
OG shit, you know what I'm talking about? So,
there's
plenty of shit coming, man. Plenty of shit coming. I got new shit, and the shit is fucking. I'm on that level right now. So, I definitely want to do my collabs in the process.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely appreciate your work, and I always tell people this too, man. It's like of all the people that listen to Still, you one of the only ones that still keep a Memphis, man. I mean, the sound
man.
And everything. I just appreciate that, man.
Man, it's a band. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I appreciate music from every fucking world, and I can actually do all kinds of styles if I wanted to, and sometimes I do, but ultimately I want to at least do my part to preserve the sound that Memphis has, Memphis rap. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's like it's in my DNA. I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy for me to just do it. That, you know what I'm saying? I might kind of stray away from it because it's so easy. Because I'm like, I need a challenge. But in the end, it's like, man, I gotta keep this. I gotta keep it Memphis though. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, I gotta keep it Memphis. So, man, it's nothing. It's nothing, and I love it.
Yeah, Man, that's what's up, man. I'm loving it. But yeah, I also just want to say thank you, man, for kicking it with us on your birthday, man. You could be doing anything else, but you chose to kick it with us, man. Man, that's
love,
man.
Love, man.
Man, and I want to thank you, prayers, for bringing on. Oh yeah, and I want to thank you, prayers, for bringing on another legend, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Every show, man. You know, we couldn't do it without Al, man. Definitely. Thanks for calling in, Skinny.
Yeah, for sure. One.
Yeah, Al, that guy, man, that's a cold producer right there. I'm telling you, man, that's you're going to hear a lot from that cat coming up in the future. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
All right, all right. Skinny Man, right?
Yeah, Skinny Man, definitely. I'll definitely put you in touch with him, man. He's doing beats for the whole UGS movement right now. The guy's just knocking shit out like it's nothing. So,
damn.
You know, that's what's up, man. It's that Memphis crunk shit, too, so, you know.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, you got some projects you said you're working on right now. You got a solo coming out, or?
Yeah, man. It's all original music, but it's kind of gonna be. I think it's gonna be kind of like a mixtape, but it's all original music, and man, it's gonna be shit. There's a whole full project of classic. You know what I'm saying? How can I put it? It's original Memphis, but today. I guess that's the best way I can put it. It's Memphis all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? The sound is going to be that Memphis shit, you know? And I'm coming with that Memphis style that you love from me and any other Memphis artists out there that you ever love. That's the level I'm on right now. And, dude, this shit is coming out fucking phenomenal. I'm like, majorly excited to get this shit out. But I'm going to tell you something, that since I've been working on this new project, I've been reminded, because I took a break, to be honest with you. I took damn near like a two-year break. I hadn't really recorded a lot of music. I had been doing shows and shit, and it's pretty phenomenal shows, like with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. That's like other level shit, you know what I'm saying? Just have a whole, to do a full fucking show with a full orchestra playing all your music is the craziest shit, but the dopest shit ever in life. So I've been doing shows and shit with live bands and shit like that, but I hadn't really recorded new music like in a couple of years. So recently I just got back in the zone. That's why you hear the Blaming on the City and all that shit, man. And, man, I just realized creating this shit is so easy and fun, but as an independent artist, it's more than just creating it and recording it and writing. Shit, you got to be there for all the mixes and, you know what I'm saying, and making sure and it's a lot of technical shit that goes down in the process. Man, that shit be like, God damn, man. This one song is taking fucking forever to complete, not the dropping part, but just the technical recording shit and the mixing shit and trying to make sure it's right. And man, that shit is a motherfucker, man, but it's got to be done. And as an independent artist, you have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to be there from beginning to end on a project, from all the way up to the mastering process. And once it's mastered, then it's like, okay, that one's done. Now I got to move on to the next. So I'm saying that to say that it's not getting done as fast as I wanted to get it done, and it's only because of the technical shit, not necessarily the creative shit, but you know, independent, man. That's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fight from beginning to end, and that's a part of the game, and that's part of the work process that I think a lot of up and coming independent artists always need to keep in mind. Is more than just, you know, writing to beats and going in the studio and dropping. Man, that's a whole another work process when recording music and trying to release the shit. Whole another work process, and you just can't just go in the studio and drop. That's all I'm trying to say. You gotta be in it for the fucking from beginning to end for the long haul, because it's work that's got to be done, and shit, just rapping ain't just one piece of it.
Yeah, that's real shit. There's a lot has to go, and even, you know, independently, you know, after you got it mixed and mastered, then you got to blast it out to the DJs, the record pools.
Yeah,
you know,
that's another
side of it. Yeah, there's so many aspects of it, you know. But you've been doing it for a minute, man. You definitely got it down pat. Working with the orchestra, that's an amazing thing right there, because you got to think about how many rap acts get to work or record with the orchestra or do shows with the orchestra. You know, how did that come about, Al?
Man, actually, the Symphony here has been doing shows here with contemporary artists, and they had already kind of worked with some soul artists and a couple of rock acts, but they had never did anything with a rapper. And some kind of way it kind of came into play. A couple of people that I knew that kind of put my name in their ear, and at some point we started talking, and let's get together and do this. And they kind of was the first. It kicked out first with the Memphis Grizzlies. It was like one of their first games. I think 2009. It was their kickoff game, and they actually hired the Symphony and myself because they heard a song that I did. How What About the Music was it? Which was a dedication to Memphis, the old school Memphis artists, and they loved the song. They were like, "Man, we would like to perform the song at the FedEx Forum for that opening game, and we want to get the Symphony to play behind it." So they kind of kicked it off. After that, we knew, and they knew. I knew already, but they knew. Oh shit, this shit really can come together. And then we just started talking after that more and more. Like, man, we got to do a whole show. That one song, man, it's like putting your damn big toe in the fucking pool and don't jump in the pool. Like, we got to jump in the goddamn pool to do this shit. And shit, we came together, made it happen, man. Did a full fucking show. It was sold out. The house was packed from top to bottom. And man, we gave them the business, and man, they fucking ate it up. Loved it like a son bitch, man. So that was hell of an experience. And I'm pretty sure it ain't too many rap artists that can say that they perform with a full orchestra for a full show, you know what I'm saying, from beginning to end. At least, I think we did like a little over an hour show.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you travel with a blues group too, don't you?
No. It's not a blues group. It's just a pretty much a band, you know what I'm saying, guitar, bass. Drums sometimes.
Live band
with, and a keyboard player and DJ, and see, we give them the live feel, and it should be so Memphis, but it be live at the same time. So everywhere we perform that, man, people are like, "God damn, what the fuck is this? This shit is fucking amazing." You know what I'm saying? So just so you know, my live shows, even back in the beginning, is what gave me my name in the first place. That's what made me stand out from all the Memphis rappers back then. When people started saying, you know, pretty much started knowing my name. Scarface Al Capone, man, that motherfucker, that'll be rocking when he hit the stage. From that point on, people started really knowing my name. So my live shows is something I take great pride in, man. I like to really, you know what I'm saying, give them the energy and give them a show to make the people feel like, yeah, they done saw a show. They ain't just look at the motherfucker rapping. They saw a fucking show where they shit, and they was drawn into it. So, man, the shows are always the business. And with the live band, they shit it like another level.
Well, the music, too. I mean, your music has so much energy. I mean, just like Whoop That Trick. When that song comes on in the movie, Hustle and Flow, that, to me, is the pinnacle of that movie. I don't care what anybody says, because that's when they figure it out and they get it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, now we know we can do this. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the pinnacle of the movie. You know, right there. That's what I think.
Did you go to the movies? If you were one of the people that went to the movies when they came out, and I was at a couple of them, when Whoop That Trick came on, I forgot I was at the fucking movie because the crowd fucking, the fucking people watching the movie fucking, man, that shit was fucking crazy just to see the people get fucking live and crunk at the, getting out their seats and screaming with it. Man, that shit was fucking unbelievable. I never seen that shit before, man, in the fucking movie. And that shit did that. And that's when I really was like, oh, shit. And then folks were calling me from different parts of the country like, man,
We went to the movie, and when that song came on, the crowd went fucking crazy. Like, how the fuck did that happen? You know what I'm saying? At the movies.
Now, let me ask you this. Was it hard to convert Terrence into a rapper?
I was not really, because he was totally dedicated to doing it. The only thing that I had to do was to push him to give me the energy that I needed for Whoop That Trick. I don't think he realized how much energy you put into a song like that, you know. And that challenged him. Even though he was dedicated and wanted to do it, I don't think he realized how much energy it was. Because by the time we finished with that trick, I said by the third verse, he was down the horse. And when he finished it, he came out there long from the booth, fully sweated, like he just jumped out the pool, and he barely could talk. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, nah, man, you got to say this shit like this, you know what I'm saying? The real Phil probably said a little, you know, nah, dude, you got to say it like this. You got to put this energy in, right? You got to go crazy. So he get in that motherfucker. You know, we had take out the take until we got that motherfucker, man. And like I said, he came out that bitch hoarse, barely could talk, and fully sweated. Like I said, like he just dumped out the, in the goddamn pool, man. I wish I would have had that shit on videotape, because people, that's just something for people to see. I was laughing in my head, but I was giving the props for doing it, though. But just my ears got there with the, went through boot camp just to record this song.
Yeah. He should have got the Oscar for that, man. He definitely, because I've seen him in all kinds of other roles, man, and to see him play that role, you know, was pretty phenomenal. See that transformation. He hasn't done that since. I mean, he's done phenomenal work, but you know, that definitely.
That was definitely his. That took him. After that, you're right. Terrence Howard was in every fucking thing. And the crazy part, Terrence had did. You know, he had been acting shit for years before then. So it's not like he just came on the scene or no shit. That man had did TV. Well, I think the TV show called Sparks. Sparks, and Sparks, some shit like that. He had been in Dead Presidents. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucking classic. So he had been he had been acting for a while, man, but Hustle and Flow gave him some kind of stamp, and motherfuckers just wanted him on everything after that. So it was a phenomenal vehicle for him.
Now, another question I want to ask you, Al, is, you know, a lot of people, man, I know people from Brazil, from all over the whole world, Canada, they really love to do that evil Memphis shit, man, that dark, sinister, lyrical drive-by
shit. I noticed that.
Where did that come from, man? Where did that originate?
I would say it was guys like, there's a producer named Tyrone Bell, with everybody call him Psycho, and even Gangsta Pat, because Pat used to produce as well. And it was all, I think it was all keyboard sound and shit. And I ain't gonna lie, I don't know why did it come about, but we were all instantly drawn to that sound. I guess because those shit was so fucking gangsta and wicked, and we were drawn to it. So we just always made songs with those sounds and shit. Before you know it, the shit, you know what I'm saying, started spreading. And like years later, groups like 3-6 Mafia and Skinny and Tommy Wright III, and it was those groups started doing that same thing that we had kind of started, and shit, they took it to another level. And I can't even explain why and how, but it just did, and we just gravitated to it, and shit, it was just gangster. That's all I can say. It was gangster, it was killer, it was wicked, and shit, we just was on that shit. Like, man, this that shit. This is that killer shit, you know what I'm saying? And we had the right guys that came up with the music, and shit, we just rolled with it. SMK came in. I remember him coming to Memphis, and he kind of put the bass and the real thump behind the shit, and, man, it was that Memphis shit, man, that Memphis sound, and we just rolled the shit out of it.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, also, tell me about the Grammys. Aren't you like the president or something of the Memphis chapter?
Yeah, man, that's some more crazy shit, dude. An independent artist that becomes the president of a Grammy chapter, and it was here in Memphis. And man, I never knew that I could get to that point, but shit, I went for it and fucking won. That shit was fucking crazy. Like, damn, yeah. I got nominated and then went from the nomination had to go through just like a fucking election, like what we're going through now. You know, you have to get people to vote for you, and you actually had somebody that was up against you, you know what I'm saying? And, man, shit, I actually won the shit and, you know, became president and was, you know, going to the national meetings and shit, and shit was, man, it was a cool experience, man, because I was able to meet a lot of people on certain levels, like Jimmy Jam and, there was so many people around. I'm talking about like huge people and behind the scenes people that you don't know. Jimmy Jam was one of the few people that had a name. There was a lot of behind the scenes people that was like influential. You know what I'm saying? That's in the game and shit. It was a good experience, man. Just meeting all those people. And I still got connections with a lot of those people. So I don't know how it happened, man. It was more me just saying not. Being having fear, you know what I'm saying? The fear power was like, fuck this shit, I'm just gonna do it. See, I can't do nothing but not, you know, we can't do nothing but not happen. And if I don't do it, it ain't gonna happen, so fuck it, I'm gonna try it. I fucking won, and 2 years, man, Memphis chapter president of the Grammys, man. She was cool as shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's definitely crazy. Before you go, man, let's talk a little bit about how you got out to the Bay Area. This was in the golden era of the Murder Dog magazine. Did you get out there through Murder Dog? Or?
Murder Dog played a huge role of connecting me with the Bay, because they came to Memphis, Black Dog Grown, and he brought a couple of Bay Area guys that came down with him, LK and Land of the Lost.
Yeah,
we came down with them, and when they came down, you know, we met and we made a connection, and we collabed, and shit. When they went back, I just knew some people in the Bay at that point. Then I ended up connecting with the Million Dollar Dream people. At that point, I was like, fuck it, I want to do some shit. That bridges Memphis and the Bay, because I felt a lot of similarities, and as far as the pimping and shit, and even some of the slang, because they use the word man like a motherfucker, we use the word man like a motherfucker. I was like, man, we got to do something. So I started collaborating with some of the independent artists up there, and that's when I came up with Memphis to the Bomb Out Bay, their compilation. It was like a collaboration of Memphis and the Bay. So of course, after you do a project, the next move is to promote the motherfucker. So, shit, I had some camp folks out there in Sacramento. Shout out to Terry. And, shit, he was like, man, you can come stay with me, shit, if you want to come out here. So, shit, I got on the motherfucker. Then prior to that, I had did Southwest Riders compilation. I did a song on there with E-40 had reached out to me. This was before I left. And I was like, shit, that was like the craziest shit, to get a random call out of nowhere from E-40 and you had never spoke to him before. And I still remember that call. And he was like, nobody sounds like E-40. So when he called him, like, my first thought was, the fuck out of here. There's no fucking E-40 on the phone. He said something else. I'm like, there's no fucking bad in the world that talks like this. This is fucking E-40. This is crazy. I was saying, so, no, I did that. He asked me to be a part of that compilation. So, to make a long story short, he had Memphis to the Bomb Out Bay at that point, because I had a connection at that point. And he also heard of me through Murder Dog. So Murder Dog played a huge part of me even getting to the Bay and having that connection. But at the same time, it took me to do the project and fucking get on the Greyhound and ride for 3 days, got them into the Bay with Sacramento. And then once I got there with my cousin, man, I rented me a car and shit. I started driving all over the fucking Bay promoting Memphis to the Bummed Out Bay. Never been there before in my life. Didn't have a GPS. All I had was phone numbers and motherfuckers telling me how to get to where they, you know, get to Oakland, how to get to Frisco, how to get to Vallejo, how to get to San Jose. You know what I'm saying? It was, they were just giving me directions, and I'm driving the motherfucker without a GPS because I was, like, hungry and, like, I'm going to, man, I got to promote this shit. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, shit, that was kind of, man, I was on some daredevil shit because I didn't know these goddamn folks that got there trying some shit, you know what I'm saying? But there was too much love, and it wasn't nothing like that going on. It was just love, man, and I had that thirst and that hunger. Ran back into E-40 while I was out there. Wasn't even planning to do that because I was out promoting, and he was having some shit somewhere in a park. And I think I was with Black Dog at the time, and he some kind of way we ended up at the same place. And we ran into each other. It was like, yeah, man, what's up, dude? You know, I'm the dude from that you had had on Southwest Ride. He's like, damn, dude, what you doing way out the fuck here? You from Memphis? And I showed him the Memphis to the Bomb Out Bay posters. I'm like, yeah, I'm out here promoting this motherfucker. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to holler at you later on. So, you know, he was signing his autographs and shit. And then I'm walking around the motherfucker promoting my shit before I knew I had a little line of people that wanted to, you know, wanted me to sign autographs for them. I think he kind of looked like this motherfucker way over here, out here signing autographs at my shit. And then he got back at me like, man, I'm going to get my little brother, Young Muggsy, to come scoop you up later on, bring you out to my spot. And shit, man, from now, me and E-40 just got a real, made a real connection. That's how I ended up getting on sick with the records and, you know what I'm saying, doing that really, you know what I'm saying, connecting with one of the fucking moguls of fucking debate. And that was a, that was a phenomenal experience, man. Talking to you now, you can be realize all the damn experiences I had, and as a straight fucking independent artist without a manager, just me by my goddamn self, and believing in what I not only believing in, loving it, and not letting nobody get in my way and just fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the obstacle was, like, fuck it. All I could do is do it. You know what I'm saying? If I fail at it, at least I can say I tried. But most of the times I succeeded. So, man, talking to you now, man, it's tripping me the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Because when I arrived at Murder Dog, you were already there. You were doing reviews. And I had already known you because of J-Dog, or I'd known of you. He used to send me your CDs and whatnot. And so I was like, wow, man, Al Capone's in this West Coast magazine. What the fuck? And then like you said, I started seeing you on these compilations, you know, Million Dollar Dream. It was on Dog Day Records. And you know, I was like, damn, man, this is crazy. And I'm thinking, you know, as a kid, I'm like, I'm writing reviews with Al Capone. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So it's a trip, man. All these years later, it's fucking crazy.
And I still got a lot of connections with a lot of those people. You know what I'm saying? I can still talk to them and, you know what I'm saying, all that type of shit. So that's another thing a lot of independent artists need to keep in mind. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to work with people and not burn bridges. So, you know what I'm saying? You can be in a situation where if you don't work the situation right, you can burn bridges. And, you know what I'm saying, you always need to keep those connections. You got to keep that network so you can always, you know, you never know when you might need to reach out to somebody, or somebody might need to reach out to you. And when they reach out to you, they might have something for you at the same time. So keep your connections and try your best not to be burning bridges unless it's somebody just straight up with the shit. If they straight up with the shit, then you might not need to. Just don't fuck with them no more. You still don't even need to burn that bridge. Just don't fuck with them no more. You know what I'm saying? And try not to, you know, just badmouth folks, whether they with the shit or not, if you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? If it's a situation where a motherfucker gets straight up like, what's up with this situation, and all you can do is tell the truth. The truth is the truth. You know what I'm saying? You cannot.
But just going out shitting on people
that ain't the business.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, we definitely, you know, we don't burn bridges. We blow them the fuck up. My brother CEO said that shit, man. That's one of his lines in the song. He was like, I don't burn bridges, I blow them up. But
he's like, fuck it.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, this industry is full of a lot of snakes too. You got to be careful.
Oh, definitely.
Who you're dealing with, and you know, a lot of motives out there that are wrong. You know what I'm saying? People take advantage of you. So you gotta be careful. But at the same token, like you said, you got to keep these connects. You never know when you could use them in the future or like you said, when you could help people. And that's what this show is about, man. It's about making sure that people still know about the Al Capones and the DJ
Sure.
Ready Reds and the Gangster Pats. And, you know, so I really appreciate you coming on this show, man. You're a fucking legend. And, you know, we definitely salute you, brother. And happy birthday,
love.
Man. Definitely good to see you around another year. Hopefully many more to come, you know.
Yes, sir. I know we're about to get to wrap it up, man, but I want to make sure people know they can always check out my shit on, go to my website, AlCaponeSongs.com. Again, that's www. I know people don't use the W's no more, but I'm just saying the whole goddamn thing is AlCaponeSongs with an S. .com. You can always go there and listen to some of the music I got. And, you know, follow me on Twitter at Al Capone Memphis. Follow me on Instagram at Al Capone Memphis. Follow me on Facebook at Al Capone Memphis. Man, you can always, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep in touch with me on between them three things. So, holler at your boy.
Oh, definitely. Before we go, how's your son AJ? Is he still rapping?
Oh, yeah. Man, he definitely on that the next generation shit, man. He on that Kendrick Lamar and you know Kanye. He's not necessarily on the Memphis sound. He's on that Kanye, like he's on that shit, that Kendrick and Kanye shit, and he's fucking phenomenal with it, man. You know, I'm looking forward to him being able to, you know what I'm saying, get recognized on that shit, man, because he got that shit on lock. So yeah, he's doing his thing.
That's what's up. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Enjoy the rest of your birthday, and I appreciate you, Al.
My most definitely, man. Just so you know, his name, he don't even go by AJ. Just so if people are looking out for him, he go by the name of Funzo Crush. So be on the lookout for Funzo Crush.
Funzo Crush, you got any mixtapes coming out? Or?
Yeah. He got one about to come out now. He's been in the studio working on, so just kind of be on the lookout. Fonzo Crush, I know he's going to be putting it out on Dead Piff and all mixtape.com, as well as I'll be releasing my next project out on those outlets too. So just be on the lookout for it, man.
Oh, definitely will do. Thanks again, brother.
Much love.
Yeah, that was the legendary Al Capone, man. Got to salute that brother for coming through on his birthday, taking time out. Check out the Murder Master Music Show. And this right here, man, this is a drop that he gave me, oh, man, I want to say about 6 or 7 years ago. This one we had the old show before there was a fucking blog or blog radio talk, whatever the fuck it is. This is way back, you know what I'm saying, way back going, I want to say, maybe about 2000 and, maybe 2003, 2004, something like that.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Al Capone, a.k.a. Al Capizzi, bending corners in the M-Town. This Memphis 10, baby. And I'm putting it down with my dog, Scott Fazer, on the Murder Masters Music Show. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was 2000. Yeah, that was back in the day, man. We were on IndieHits.com. Again, this was before there was a radio blog or internet radio. You know, it was just really starting out back in those days, and you know, we had to shut it down. But now we're back, man. We're 35 shows deep off into this. I just got confirmation. It looks like Wednesday, man, we're gonna have shows all week, man. Wednesday we might have Young Noble from the Outlaws. Thursday, we're going to have Busy Bone and my homie Trey Wood from Chicago. And we might even have Be Legit. Speaking of E-40, we might even have Be Legit coming on. So, and we're going to have shows, it looks like, all week. So, you know, stick around, you know what I'm saying, enjoy the show, and go to the archive, hit up the Facebook page, hit that like button. We got, after tonight, we'll have 35 shows archived. And, man, just nothing but legends and pioneers. When you look at that archive and you see the list of those names, I'm talking the Poison Clan, JT Money, Mastermind, Anatis, DJ Ready Red, the guy who gave the sound of the Ghetto Boys, the first man to sample Scarface. You know, who else we got out there? Mr. Mix, you know, Cole 187 from Above the Wall, the man who invented G-Funk. It just goes on and on and on, man. I can't even think of all the people we've had on so far. So continue to check us out and continue to fuck with us, UGSForLife.com, and get the magazine, UndergroundSocietyMagazine.com. Download that motherfucker. It's only $2.25, and you get a free album, all original music by my brother Swoop called I'm a Murderer. You can't beat that shit. And it's not just rap. Remember, we talk about conspiracies. We got talk about health. We got sports. We got the legendary Jake LaMotta, the Bronx Bull, a.k.a. the Raging Bull. You know what I'm saying? They made an Oscar-winning movie based on his life. Dude's 90 years old when I interviewed him. He's up in there. Ron Jeremy, the King of Porn, is in there. The fucking Hedgehog. The real Rick Ross is in there talking about how the fake Rick Ross stole his identity and you know what I'm saying, built an empire off of his name and how he's fighting him in court. You got to check that shit out. No other magazine's putting it down like that. It's online. Order that shit, $2.25. Get the album. And next issue is going to drop January 1st. And I'll just put it to you this way. We had a Memphis legend on tonight. That magazine's going to be packed full of Memphis legends. So check us out. Murder Master Music Show. UGS Radio, I'm out this bitch.